This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. We've got a really great guest lined up in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're going to be talking about some brand new vehicles that have gone through the fleet at Consumer Guide, and we're also going to look back at automotive history in general. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime throughout the broadcast, bob@autoworldradio.com, as a backup, bob@boblongradio.com. And, of course, we'll play a little trivia coming up in hour number two, and also coming up in hour number two. If there's any questions that you guys have about oil, we've got Dan Watson from the Lube page standing by in the on-deck circle. But right now, let's go to Chicago and bring forth one of our regular contributors here on the show. He is the publisher of Consumer Guy and writes about all kinds of cool things from the present as well as the past. It's my pleasure to welcome Tom Appel back to Auto World. Hi, Tom.
How are you? Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, can't believe the day is flying past us here, but we got lots of stories to talk about, including a story that you put up just the other day, and that's about the five best-selling cars and crossovers of 2017 so far, and the shift is definitely happening.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Tell us about some of these vehicles on the list.
Yeah, one of the things that's happening, and I think everyone knew that this was happening, but the American public is definitely abandoning the traditional sedan. The midsize sedan market, once over 2 million units per year, dominated by the Toyota Camry, the Honda Accord, and the Nissan Altima, is contracting very quickly, and manufacturers are having a hard time selling those vehicles. We've seen sales of a number of vehicles in that class fall off dramatically this year, mostly by double digits. So I put together the top five cars, best-selling cars so far this year, excluding the big pickups, because we always know that the big full-size pickups are going to sell well. And one of the most interesting things on this list is that the Honda Accord is no longer among the top five best-selling passenger vehicles.
And that does come as a surprise, no question. I believe it's been on Car and Driver's 10 best list since they started it back in the 1980s, so they may have to make some adjustments there editorially. But the ones that are selling are the crossovers, including the Toyota RAV4, this all-new rendition of the RAV4, again, embracing a more extroverted personality from Toyota.
Yeah, it's a great vehicle. One of the nice things about the RAV4 in the compact crossover class, just a little bit larger than the other cars in that class, there's all sorts of passenger space, plenty of room for four adults, lots of cargo space, and just a generally pleasant vehicle.
Number two goes to the Nissan Rogue. I haven't driven the all-new Rogue, but have always been very impressed with Rogues over the years, and this vehicle packs an awful lot of standard equipment and a really decent option list, so you can get it any which way you would like. And for 2017, close to 300,000 sales. That's big numbers.
That's big numbers, and that's just thus far this year. So there's still another quarter of sales to pack into that number. Additionally, beginning this year, it is Nissan's intention to add the Rogue Sport to the Rogue sales. So when they report Rogue sales, they're going to include the Rogue Sport those numbers. So it's almost certainly going to be the best-selling passenger vehicle next year. There's going to be no, because it's two separate product lines are going to be lumped into that number.
Yeah, very good point, Tom. Third place goes to the Honda Civic with 9 months sales of 284,380. It's up less than 1%, but there are some very good incarnations of this vehicle, including that five-door hatchback that both you and I are fond of.
Yeah, glad you mentioned it. As you said, I love that car. The interesting thing about the Civic, it's all new this year, all sorts of freshening, new styling, new engines, a lot going on for it, and very likable car. But its sales are only up 1% after a complete redesign, and I think that indicates the weakness of cars in this market.
That's a really good point. And here's another one. In fourth place, the Toyota Camry, the perennial bestseller, the all-new Camry, is by far the boldest styled Camry to date. And it's chalked up a lot of sales, but still, looking against other years, 2016, for example, is actually down 1%.
Yeah, Camry's all new right now. I've driven that vehicle briefly and really impressed by it. We'll see if it can hold on to its position, but I suspect it'll be giving up more sales to the RAV4 as time goes by.
And just as Toyota is substituting Camry sales for RAV4 sales, maybe the folks at Honda are going to do the same thing here with the CR-V, which is a vehicle that is selling quite well and probably luring away some of those Accord buyers.
Yeah, I suspect that that's exactly what's happening. And the CR-V is a very likable car, too. It feels sporty. It's fun to drive. And I think just in the case of every one of these crossovers, people just like the high seating position. They like the additional cargo space. And there's this perception of greater value. Automotive News recently reported that there's a huge sales gap in the transaction price of a compact car versus a compact crossover, and the same in midsize. And those numbers are gigantic. Right now, manufacturers have to put all sorts of incentives on the cars, and they're getting close to list for these crossovers.
Very interesting. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide. Before we go any further, Tom, remind folks about all the cool stuff you got 100% free at ConsumerGuide.com.
I will, thanks. ConsumerGuide.com, we've been around not in .com form since 1967, but we're all online now. All our new car and used car reviews live at ConsumerGuide.com. We try to have some fun with the news and go in-depth on our drive reports, and that's at the CG Daily Drive blog. But you can get to either site from the other site, so it's all easy to find.
And it's all very well done. And as I said at the top, Tom not only does and his team these wonderful car reviews, but also takes a look back at unusual items, different years. We'll do a little bit in this hour of the program as well. Let's touch a little bit on a Hyundai that you guys recently had through the office, which is one that got some pretty good reviews from your guys. 2017 Santa Fe Sport 2-liter Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, the Santa Fe Sport's an interesting vehicle. Hyundai calls both of its midsize crossovers Santa Fe, but it divides the market up a little bit. There's the full-size Santa Fe, which is a very large vehicle, and it's available with three-row seating. And then the Santa Fe Sport, which is just a little bit smaller. And it's a very interesting size because it's not a lot larger than, say, a Toyota RAV4. But it plays very well in that position, makes good use of space, very nice cabin. And in 2-liter Ultimate form, it's pretty high-end. And actually, it's a little bit more money than most people think, but there are lower trim levels to get other people through there. But the 2-liter turbo works well. The car is quick. It's relatively fun to drive. It's a nice car. Crossover, I should say.
Your pricing is right on target. Starts out at $38,250. Then you put on some options, and all of a sudden you're into the 40s, $41,355. That was the 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2-liter turbo edition in ultimate form that Tom and his team had a chance to check out for you guys. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the corner. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a...
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That would be me. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me here today on Auto World. I'm fresh out of heart surgery, and I got a long ways to go, but nevertheless, I'm thankful to God to be alive and thankful to be here with you guys each and every weekend, and as my producer just said to me, it's only going to get better because in the last couple of years, my health has not been good at all. Tom Appel is with us, and he is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're talking about some of the test drives that have gone through the office recently at Consumer Guide, including another Hyundai, the 2018 Hyundai Elantra GT Sport. And this is definitely a sporty-looking vehicle.
Yeah, the Elantra Sports or the Elantra GT is an interesting vehicle because much like the midsize crossovers, Honda has divided its compact car line into two products, the regular Elantra and then the Elantra GT, which is a sporty five-door hatchback. And they are fairly different. They're treating the GT as a more upscale vehicle. In addition to that, both the compacts can be had in sport form, which is fairly sporty. This gets you a 1.6-liter turbocharged engine, unique rear suspension design, upgraded suspension tuning, and a better interior. And the result is something I like to call Volkswagen GTI Light. The car is very fun to drive, reasonably affordable, reasonably fuel efficient, and it feels really tight and well put together. It's a very likable car, and if you don't want to do anything too sporty, but you want to do something kind of sporty and want something practical, this should be on your radar.
Very good, and some very good marks from your team on this vehicle as well. Tom, you did a piece featuring old automotive advertising. I love these features that you do. It's called Canine Madness, 10 Classic Car Ads Featuring Dogs. And sure enough, there's a two-seater 50s-era Thunderbird right there in the driveway with a man delivering milk. Well, younger listeners will have no idea what that means. And there's, of course, on the other side of the car, there's a dog. So they were trying to bring home middle America to the masses, I think, with this one.
This is probably one of my all-time favorite pieces of automotive advertising art. I love that Thunderbird. I love that dog. Maybe that's an Irish setter. And it's supposed to be set at dawn. I think the ad's actually called 6 a.m. or something like that. And it's just, the use of light is fantastic. People not familiar with just classic automotive art, when they used to draw and paint the vehicles, not photograph them, are missing something. People should check out this piece just for this picture.
And I'm trying to figure out what's in the garage. This house has a two-car garage. And that's something I haven't been able to figure out yet, but give me a little bit of time. Another great ad that goes back, talk about a long time, 1924, Willie's Night. And as we head into this holiday season, this is an ad that appeared in American Motorist magazine, a magazine that, as far as I know, that is no longer around in any form. But it's a family, and they're calling the vehicle the Willie's Night, the greatest gift of all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a holiday setting. Without color, I guess that's not as clear, but there is snow. So I think this might be Christmas-focused. My favorite thing about this ad is the line underneath Willie's Night, and the line reads, quote, the engine that improves with age.
Very good. Here's a 1925 Lincoln ad featuring prominent, almost look like German shepherds. Very unusual ad in its scripting, too.
Yeah, it almost looks a little bit menacing. You know, the Lincoln charging through what might be snow, and then these two German shepherds marching in front of it. It's actually kind of an aggressive ad.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Here's one for the 1949 Jeep now. We were fresh out of World War II in 1949. Things were starting to return to normal. And here's a Jeep that's also a Woody. And it's got the tagline, it's perfect for families with children. And, of course, a dog on a leash.
Yeah, this is a weird time for Jeep, too, where they had so heavily committed to building war material that they hadn't really gotten around to building civilian stuff yet. So all their civilian products were based heavily on the original wartime Jeep that we all knew from the period. And this is one of those where there's basically a Jeep front end attached to a Woody wagon. It's really cool looking, actually.
It is. Everybody, you got to check this out at consumerguide.com. Just head to the blog section, and you can see some of these fantastic photographs, fantastic renderings of automobiles done in old world style. Here's a 1950 Lincoln, and this guy must be doing quite well. He looks like he's pulling out of a palatial mansion, and there his wife is waving goodbye, and they have two rather large dogs also waving.
Yeah, and this is one of those great cases, too, where the art is so incredibly exaggerated. This Lincoln is incredibly low and incredibly wide. I don't think this car, as drawn, could possibly fit in its own lane on the highway.
Very well said. Here's a Chevrolet ad from 1954. And let's see. Looks like the father has got like an outboard motor. Kid is crawling out of the back seat. One is already heading, looks like they're ocean bound or lake bound, and the mother with a newborn baby in her hands. They were trying to really play up the family friendliness of this 54 Chevy.
Yeah, they've got a Dalmatian, which is one of the more popular vehicles to find in old car ads, too. Not exactly sure why, but there was a period of time where the Dalmatians must have been considered the most wholesome of family dogs.
Here's an interesting ad. Again, a lot of our younger listeners will have no idea, but there was a time when if you bought a General Motors product, it would have a sign, vast majority, body by Fisher. And this is a 66 Fisher body ad, which is really showing off the, it must be a convertible, the back seat room and the room for the quite frocked out dog there, the poodle.
Yeah, that dog is as large as the child in the back of the seat next to the car. I love the gloved hand that reaches across them to lock the door to indicate, I guess, the safety of the vehicle. Once they're locked in, they're all good.
Well, that's it, yeah. Triggers Fisher's tenacious door lock. I like that. That's something we don't think about today. Here's a Plymouth ad from 1967. The advertising tagline is Plymouth is out to win you over this year, and they've got a wide variety of pictures, and a couple of pictures are featuring dogs.
Yeah, they all seem, I can't tell if they're all the same dog and the same woman or not, but they really like that dog. It's, I think that's the same dog in all the ads. I have no idea.
I think so. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more old advertisement and new car drives with Tom Appel. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
if you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Absolutely. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. You can find it at consumerguide.com. And in particular, click on the Daily Drive. That's the blog that's got all the new vehicle reviews, as well as an opportunity to look back in automotive history, like we're doing, talking about 10 classic car ads featuring dogs. And as best as Tom and I like to explain it here on the radio, you really need to get a look at some of these. And I wanted to touch on the remaining ones here. We've talked about the T-Bird, which is a very good one. This is an interesting offering from American Motors. Even if the Sportabout weren't the only wagon of its kind, you'd still have a reason to buy it. And there's quite a large dog in the rear hatch there. And I can't help but, when I look at the side of this vehicle, think Gremlin. It took some styling cues a little bit from a Gremlin.
Yeah, AMC was already running short on cash by the early 70s. And everything seemed to be based more or less on that Gremlin architecture. What was the big car based on the Gremlin? I can't think of it offhand. But yeah, the Gremlin was really just a shortened version of the Hornet, and the Hornet Sportabout is really just a Hornet wagon. And they tried as much as possible to make as many distinct products out of one bit of architecture, and they did a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, they most certainly did. Here's an ad. Looks like it might be out of the 1970s. Yeah, 1976 it is, D100 Dodge. And interesting, Dodge is into pickups like America's into jeans, $4,147. That is interesting. Of course, this was the generation that grew up wearing jeans, and this was kind of, everybody started wearing jeans, so they were tapping into that, Tom. I can't believe it. It doesn't have a denim interior, you know.
AMC, no, which would have been an AMC thing. But as a child of that era, I well remember ads for Levi and Lee and Wrangler jeans just being all over the TV when I was a kid.
Oh, it's true. Even going into the early 1980s with a teenage Brooke Shields and her Calvin Klein jeans, that
right.
used to be all over the TV as well. Oh, how times have changed. Let's talk about some other new vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to put through the paces, including a new offering from Chevrolet. This vehicle doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, and many people may not even be familiar with it. It's the 2017 Chevrolet Trax, T-R-A-X, in Premier Trim, and you guys had the front-wheel drive variant. I have never driven a Trax. Am I missing anything big?
Oh, the Trax is a really good car, and the Trax plays in that market that's not huge yet, but people are moving there, and that's the subcompact crossover market. So cars like the Fiat 500X, the Honda HR-V, the new Toyota CHR, and I'm missing one, Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. Those are the vehicles that play in this particular segment, and it's not nearly as big as the compact crossover market, but it's growing. And I really like the Trax, actually, and I like it a little bit more than the other guys at the office. The Trax is, for the class, especially roomy. The 1.4-liter turbocharged engine is pretty punchy. It does well with an automatic transmission. And the vehicle is basically surprisingly spacious given its small footprint. There is one nearly fatal flaw for some people, and people should know about this when they test drive the vehicle. To fold down the rear seats means you have to force the front seats forward a little bit, and taller people, including myself, would not be able to drive the vehicle with the rear seats folded flat. So that's a really weird design problem with the car, and if you really need to fold those seats flat, you may want to make sure that you fit in that car and are able to drive it in that condition.
Yeah, it's a really good point. It's tested at $28,790, so it's a relatively affordable vehicle by today's standards. And if you put aside what Tom just told us about folding the rear seat, you actually gave this vehicle on the big and tall guy some really decent marks.
Yeah, surprisingly spacious for its size. With the seat all the way back, I'm a really big guy, and we've got Damon Bell, one of our editors, who's 6'6", and both of us fit in this vehicle just fine.
Let's talk about some other vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to check out in recent times. Let's talk about this. I know is not one of your favorite vehicles. It's the 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon. Now, if I were asked by Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, Ralph Gilles, when he was head of both the SRT brand and the Dodge brand, you know, I would have done a more of a grand tour with the same, wide-bodied SRT with all-wheel drive. But now you can get that, of course, in the Jeep variant. But this is a very unique car, and from what I am being told, Tom, they're selling like crazy. They have 3,000 allotted for the U.S. and 300 for Canada, and people just want to kind of own a piece of American history.
Yeah, they're selling so well that unfortunately you're going to be paying list price or better for the vehicle. So that's good. I mean, Dodge has hit on something here that absolutely appeals to a market that I didn't even know it existed, which is people who need to go through the quarter mile in 10 seconds. So, in a car that you could just buy from the dealership and not do anything to. And that's incredibly impressive. I can't help but be awed by what they've accomplished here. I just really think that FCA could have spent this money better. But there's just so many holes in the FCA lineup these days that could have been filled, and they really need a compact crossover and a subcompact crossover. But this is cool, and these cars are going to be very collectible. And as far as Dodge is concerned, this has generated so much interest in the entire Charger and Challenger line, and there's just so much free advertising coming off of this.
You come to think of it recently, Tim Kaniskis, who is the head of Dodge, reported that, I guess it would have been for the month of September, that Challenger sales were the leaders when it comes to the three domestic pony cars, Challenger, then Mustang, and then Camaro. So the Challenger, which roots back to 2008 with some updates along the way, they've gotten a big bang out of this vehicle.
They really have. And it's entirely possible that this program to build the Demon wasn't really that expensive. I mean, it sounds fantastic, and there's all sorts of stuff there, including the launch control and transmission upgrades, and obviously what it takes to get that engine to crank out that much horsepower. But relative to designing an all-new vehicle, this was probably a bargain.
Yep, no, that's true. And you have passionate guys working on it and probably working on it overtime in their free time. I wouldn't be surprised, because it's just that type of vehicle. Here's a 2017 Nissan Titan. This is the S four-wheel drive single cab edition. Haven't been in the new Nissan Titan. How has it improved over the previous generation? And tell us a little bit more about this particular large pickup truck.
Yeah, the first generation Nissan Titan was kind of a whiff. It was fairly crude, both in terms of just general mechanical finesse and build, not build quality so much, but interior quality and stuff like that. It was a work truck, but it was sort of second tier. All that's changed now. The redesigned Titan is a very impressive piece, and this is the most time I've spent with one of the half-ton versions. They launched it in XD trim, which they're not calling three-quarter ton, but it really is in that class. But the base vehicle is actually quite refined. Right now it's only available with Nissan's redesigned 5.6-liter V8, which is a very strong engine. It's also very smooth. Mm. Mates well to the transmission that they have with that vehicle. I was delighted to drive a regular cab pickup, because regular cabs make up such a small percentage of total pickup truck sales these days. But this is a great little truck. It's actually kind of sporty in feel, handles well. It's very refined. And even though this was the cheapest possible interior in S trim, it actually looked fine. It would be perfect for workaday use. I think that Nissan now is fully competitive in the big truck world.
Excellent, Tom. We'll take a quick pit stop and then more around the bend. This is Auto World. It's clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello.
Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors on the broadcast, is with us for the entire hour. We're talking a combination of new vehicle reviews and also looking back at some classic advertising. Let's take a look at this other piece that Tom put together over the last week or so, 10 classic car ads from the 80s and 90s. Now, there are many listeners who are totally going to be baffled by some of these brands that we're going to throw out, but I remember all these cars, including the television commercial that you have up. I don't remember that specific television commercial, but I certainly remember the car. It's from 1989, and it was the Sterling. That's got plenty of people scratching their heads. You basically took an Acura and you gave it to a British company, which gave it its own unique British flavor. Didn't do so well. I never see those anywhere these days.
No, you really don't. It's kind of a shame. But, yeah, they were mechanically, they were virtually identical to the Acura Legend, and the Legend was a super well-reviewed vehicle that was selling reasonably well. And Jaguar Rover Triumph at the time decided to build their own, sell it as a Rover, which I think is how it was sold in England. But in America, they started a new luxury brand, Sterling, and this was to be their first product. And unfortunately, the legend of English electronics bore true, and there are all sorts of little gremlins with these vehicles that you didn't find in the Acura version, and I think that that didn't help them. But it's a shame because they were supposed to be really great to drive.
Here's a vehicle that I admit I have a thing for it. I wouldn't mind having, even though it has a very poor engine, to say the least, but looks-wise, it's still getting heads to turn despite its undersized tires and could use better wheels. I'm talking all about John DeLorean's The DeLorean. I remember taking my parents to check this vehicle out at an Oldsmobile dealership, which had picked up the DeLorean franchise for Greater Boston, and you know, I saw one of these vehicles on the road recently, and it still looks good.
Yeah, I think it's a great-looking car, and I think the stainless steel bodywork holds up pretty well. But as you mentioned, it was really underpowered, and that was kind of a shame. And I think the DeLorean was running low on funds towards the end of the development of the vehicle and went with that off-the-shelf engine that was there was that co-op engine developed by Peugeot and Renault, I think it was, and Volvo, the 2.9 liter six, and that just didn't get the job done.
No, it most certainly didn't, and it too, especially in the early years, a friend of mine who passed away a few years ago, Art Royce, who did everything in his career from edit video for the old television show Hill Street Blues to shooting automotive television to being an engineer hired by the DeLorean company to troubleshoot cars. And Art was located in the Los Angeles area, and these vehicles weren't grounded properly. And they did get all those bugs worked out, you know, by the time the vehicle was unfortunately not going to be sold anymore. But a lot of time, my friend Art used to get a call from Johnny Carson, who was one of the investors in DeLorean, saying, "I'm stuck in my driveway and I can't open the doors."
that's not good PR.
No, especially from one of the investors in the company, but that's a secret story. Here's a brand that Ford launched with two models, one with one of the longest, somewhat complicated models of its era. Today, there are many vehicles which have just umpteen different initials and numerals, but this was the Mercur XR4 Ti, along with its sibling, the Scorpio, and this was an attempt by Ford, which has always had a good presence in Europe, to bring some of that German engineering over to the U.S., but didn't go over.
No, it was a shame because these cars were pretty well reviewed. Both of these were just German Fords that were sold here in the United States. And to make them distinct, they went with the Mercur brand. I assume because it sounded like Mercury and they were going to sell these vehicles through Lincoln Mercury dealerships. And the XR4 Ti was pretty well liked by enthusiasts. It was crammed full of turbocharged 2.3-liter Ford engine, not unlike the engine that was in the Mustang SVO. And I think it was a 205 horsepower with manual transmission, so it would have been quick for the day. They had that really cool dual-plane rear spoiler that made it very distinct-looking. But they were expensive, unfortunately. And I remember that the Scorpio, which was a four-door sedan, sold for almost twice as...
Yeah, I'm here. Twice as much, Tom. That's a remarkable figure. And it's too bad because I, too, remember some of the good reviews that the Mercur products, the XR4 Ti in particular, got from various publications. For our friends in Canada listening on the Mighty 800 CKLW, here's a vehicle that only you guys could enjoy. It's from 1986. It's called the Passport Optima, and I'm not familiar with this vehicle at all. Tell us a little bit about the Passport brand.
Yeah, this is just such a strange story. But Passport was to Canada more or less what Geo was to the United States. And what General Motors did with Passport in Canada was retail through the Passport dealership vehicles from Isuzu, vehicles that were sold as Geos, and vehicles from Suzuki, as well as sometimes Saab-branded vehicles as well. Now, the Saabs, Suzukis, and Geos were all sold under those brands, but some of the vehicles that were sold as Geos in the United States were actually branded Passport. And that was the case here. It's the strangest thing. The Passport Optima, which was only available for a year or two, and if anyone saw one, I think they're incredibly rare now, because I don't think anyone even remembers this dealership operation. But the Passport Optima was actually our Pontiac Le Mans, which was a vehicle designed in Germany and built by Daewoo and sort of underdeveloped for the U.S. market and mostly hated.
Yes.
Just a weird piece of history. Really just a weird asterisk.
Oh, you're not kidding. I have a radio friend who drove one to relocate for a job from Boston to Las Vegas, and I could not believe that it actually made the trip. but it did. Speaking of unusual brands, Isuzu is a brand that has had its highs and its lows. In 1989, they were really promoting a vehicle called the Omigo, the Isuzu Omigo, $8,999, and this was kind of taking a piece from the Jeep world, and, you know, if you look at it, it's kind of a scaled-down Avalanche from Chevrolet.
Yeah, and people who have owned these and people who own them now seem to love them. They were really just shortened rodeos, which was their very stout, off-road capable not crossover, it was actually an SUV, it was body on frame, without the rear metalwork, so it could be convertible, a little bit like a Suzuki Sidekick or a vehicle like that, but a little bit bigger, available with a V6 power, and actually kind of a really interesting car. I'm kind of surprised it didn't catch on because the price was right. They looked like fun. At the time, Isuzu wasn't that foreign sounding. They had enough dealerships going. I thought this would have had a chance, but it died pretty quickly.
This is an interesting article, ad from a brand that many of our listeners are not going to be familiar with at all. It's from 1988, and the vehicle is the Daihatsu Charade, and I just think that the ad tagline itself is confusing. You think the world of Daihatsu. Does that make any sense at first glance? It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And I think that this ad works against itself to frighten you because they're listing all the dealers where you can buy a Daihatsu, and there's like 20 in the whole country. That really doesn't make me feel better about buying one.
No, if you're buying a Ferrari or Lamborghini, you could say, okay, I understand that, but not an entry-level vehicle like this. The folks at Chrysler under Lee Iacocca started a brand called Eagle, and there were a number of vehicles that seemingly did okay. The Eagle Premier ES Limited, you've got one of those ads up, and the one I remember the most, the 1990 Eagle Talon with the all-wheel drive, that one wasn't bad.
No, the Eagles all came from different places, too. This particular one had Renault roots and was fairly well regarded.
Well, Tom, they're chasing us out the door. Well, I thank you so much for your time here today. Everybody, check out ConsumerGuide.com. Thank you, my friend.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.